Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
That team sure did suck last night. They just plain sucked. I've seen teams suck before, but they were the suckiest bunch of sucks that ever sucked.
Steve Rosenbloom.
There was a keg stand I lost to an 81-year-old lady. She got off the ninth floor, but it was really close.
Mark Grody.
I've been waiting to get a hold of this guy for years. Channel 2 News is out there interviewing people. Yeah, I've been talking to my wife about getting Steve. He once connected my dots and more to my blade. I'm going to dunk his ass.
They suck, so you don't have to.
Can't you morons do anything right?
Founding members of the WB Club.
Smoke weed every day.
The three words that describe this show, and I quote.
Stink, stank, stunk.
It's Saturday Suckage on the Score.
We should be 670 WSUK.
Apologize. What is your name? I don't know who you are, the host.
I'm Steve Rosenbloom. It's Saturday Suckage. Let's find out who else is here. Grobber.
It sucks and it freebases.
Don Cooper.
If I think something sucks, I'll tell you it sucks.
Jake Arrieta.
This sucks. Really, it does.
Eloy Jimenez.
Hey, you guys not gonna make anyway. You guys are suck. And when I got traded the next day, welcome to the suck team.
Toby!
Oh my god, this sucks!
Random Bears fan.
That's the further we do, we suck!
Terry Bars!
Finally made a list of somebody who thinks he sucks besides I do.
Liam Hendricks!
I wouldn't say seeking perfection, it's just mainly trying not to suck.
Julie Swyka.
Man, that sucks.
Wilson Contreras.
Losing suck, I tell you that, and that's all I can say.
George Wendt!
We had fun, but there you go, I sucked.
Garth Algar!
Turn it off, man! Turn it off! It's sucking my will to live!
The legend, Steve Dahl!
Disco sucks! Disco sucks!
Candace Parker.
It sucks.
Roquan Smith.
Yeah, man. Sucks.
Zach LaVine.
It sucks to have a game one.
DeMar DeRozan.
You know, it just sucks.
Mike Tomlin.
It all sucks. There's not degrees of suck. It all sucks.
Josh Allen.
Sucks. Losing sucks. Sucks.
Pete Fairbank.
No, I thought it generally sucked. I didn't think it was a specific suck. I thought it was like an all-encompassing type of suck.
AJ Pierzynski.
They should have just come out and said, hey, we're going to suck this year. And everyone would have been like, okay.
Pedro Grifo.
We're 20 games in. Our record sucks.
Michael Kopech.
It sucks, man. There's no easy way to put it.
Mark Burley.
So it did suck.
Clayton Kershaw.
Suck it, big dumper. Suck it, big dumper.
Patrick Manley.
Just to say it bluntly, the Bears suck. It's terrible. The way they look.
Cade Orton.
It sucks. It really does suck.
Jim Mora Sr.
We sucked. The second half, we sucked.
Bob Costas.
I also don't understand, or maybe I should just applaud you, for having the self-confidence to label your own show Saturday Suckage.
Sean Sears.
Hey, what's up, Rosie?
Hey, we suck so you don't have to. You can hear it in every roll call. Even though we had a texter before the baseball show even ended, Brian in Batavia, on to a better suck opening than last week. Roll call, boom, chicka, boom. The dude abides. Sorry, Brian, we let you down. And again, before we even gave out the phone numbers here for the text line, good morning, Stevie Sunshine. I'm sparking my spliff for suckage, 217-BEN. 815. Now, here's interesting. Here's what's interesting. We're bringing families together on Saturday Suckage. You know what sucks more than this show? My wife wanting to listen to Saturday Suckage together. Wow. 815 texture. And 815 is one of the heartiest and best represented Wake and Bake Club areas. So wish you good luck with that. All right. Welcome to Saturday Suckage. We suck so you don't have to. Make that evident. The opening of every show. We're broadcasting live from the Hyundai Score Studios, brought to you by your local Hyundai dealer. Phone number at the Score, 312-644-6767. That number also gets you to our text line, 312-644-6767. Latest Bears news. Actually, it's Ravens news, and it seems like breaking news. I don't know if it officially qualifies for it, but breaking news on the Score is brought to you by Wildfire. Join Wildfire restaurants as they celebrate 30 years of serving delicious food and creating memories. Here's the thing. Ian Rappaport of the NFL Network, citing sources, tweeted that Ravens quarterback Lamar Jackson, perhaps you've heard of him this week, ran the scout team on Friday. An indication that the two-time MVP is a week away from returning despite having a full practice. Tyler Snoop Huntley signed off. The practice squad would be in as the starter. It seems like whatever we thought yesterday was wrong. We heard he went through a full practice, and he did it with third straight day. This was a full practice. There you go. That's what we heard yesterday. All right. Well, you figure he's starting against the Bears. But this changes everything.
You switch the samples.
Like, hello, fifth straight win. Now, the Ravens still haven't announced their starter. John Harbaugh, the coach of the Ravens, said Friday, yeah, Jackson had a full practice, but he was noncommittal about starting him, quote, we'll see where we're going. We'll see where we're at going forward. There's only one more day of going forward, right? Could be another week without Lamar Jackson, which is great timing for the Bears if that's the case. We will talk to a reporter in Baltimore next hour to hear what's new. But first, can we review the bidding? The Bears defense, 15 takeaways in the last four games. All wins. Connect the dots. The Bears are plus 11 in takeaways. Best in the league. Dennis Allen is telling his defense,
sweep the lick.
At one point, early in Sunday's game, the Bears defense had five tackles for loss and allowed only 4 yards. They had more tackles for losses than total yards allowed. Dennis Allen's defense there, ladies and gentlemen. And at some point in the first half, Spencer Rattler, a really great name, but some really bad statistics. 3 of 9, completed 3 of 9 for 4 yards. No TDs, 1 interception. Passer rating of 2.8. That's a grade point average. That's darn close to Rex Grossman's New Year's Eve-like performance, which was 0.0, Mr. Blutarski. So against the Saints, by the time they were done demoralizing them, they had 4 sacks, 7 tackles for losses, 9 passes defensed. They played fast and physical.
Sweep the leg.
Oh, boy, did they ever. Kevin Fishbay noted this. 11 players on defense picked up at least one, quote, splash play. A takeaway, a sack, tackle for loss, pass defense, forced fumble or fumble recovery. There was, you know, Kyler Gordon, moment of silence, a sack on from your nickel corner. DeMarco Jackson, filling in for Noah Sewell in your base defense, deflected a pass. Dominique Robinson having a turnaround season, certainly had a big game, read a play beautifully to bring Taysom Hill down for a 9-yard loss. But yet, with coming out of this and 4 straight wins and all those takeaways, the question, the specter of Lamar Jackson has a lot of people doubting this defense on the road. This defense that stopped the best rushing team in the NFL a couple weeks ago on the road. It's almost like the turnovers are being held against the defense because it isn't sustainable. But the run defense is sustainable. And here's the thing about defense. Defense travels. Defense travels really well. See the Washington Commanders for details. The takeaways have helped the Bears stay alive. They haven't done enough with it, but they've gotten extra possessions. And they needed them. The offense scored just 2 touchdowns and 6 red zone trips against the Saints. In their last 3 games, they are 4-for-13 in the red zone. God, that sucks worse than Matt Eberflus and Shane Waldron, I believe.
I'm just going to tell you, that's a bad call.
Trading touchdowns for field goals, you get field goal, and you're begging to get beat. And I understand offenses can't stretch the defense. The back line in this condensed area, it serves as an extra defender. And so you have to be precise. Caleb Williams is not precise. It's been a problem since before he got here. It's been more acute since he got here. Williams in the red zone has a passer rating of 85.4%. That's below his overall passer rating, 92.9, which isn't so great when you're looking at a guy you expect to be a franchise quarterback, one of the best in the league.
I think in that situation it sucks.
If you're not at 100, you just sit this one out, champ. So the quarterback sucked against the Saints, and the Bears won by 2 touchdowns. That's great. There's your defense. Then again, it still sucks because the quarterback sucks. Caleb Williams completed 15 of 26, 172 measly yards, 1 interception, is 61.7 quarterback rating. Mommy, make it stop. Mommy, make it stop. Missed open receivers. He struggled throwing on the move, which like that's your that's your alarm going off. That's the siren. We're under attack. This is Caleb Pocalypse. If he can't throw on the run, which is what he did well, which is the way he escaped the horrible coaching of Shane Waldron and everybody else, and that offensive line, and he sucks on the run. He looked awful. So he's now completed 113 of 185 passes, 61.1%. Not only is that way below the 70% Ben Genius wants, but it's worse than he was as a rookie last year. That's like Justin Fields' range. You don't ever want to be in Justin Fields' range. The center will not hold, as Joan Didion told us. Although, The Bears center cannot snap the ball with any efficiency. What's up with that? As if the offense doesn't have enough trouble. False starts, bad cadence, inaccurate throws, drops, and now hike. Not so much.
Terrible. Take a lap.
The extra possessions really revealed Caleb's inconsistency. He's not accurate. False starts are born in part because of the cadence. The center quarterback exchange, that kind of felt like it came out of nowhere. The extra possession should give Caleb a chance to get over the magic 70% completion mark. The extra possessions also gave him a chance to charge to the unicorn 4,000 yards for the first time in Bears history. Can't believe we're still saying that. Please, Caleb, do this so we can stop that. But it hasn't happened. And I can see why the danger is, the worry is, four takeaways a game, you're not going to come four packs every game. That's probably true. And then you just soil those extra possessions, which makes the conventional possessions, the expected possessions, more important. The demand to stick it in the end zone is more acute. The red zone offense is more important. It all comes back to Caleb, doesn't it?
This is a bummer, man. That's a bummer.
Offense certainly does. Defense now, as we've just walked through, that comes back to Caleb. Special teams, coaching, it all comes back to Caleb. And his targets. Caleb has to stop sucking, and his targets have to stop dropping the ball. Some have been pretty egregious. Stop sucking on the other end of the sucky passer. Ready? On one. Break. We're going to take a break. We're going to come back, and we're going to talk to someone who covers Caleb Williams and the Bears, and now that tight end that they spent a high draft pick on, and things will more things will be expected of him because he appears to be the only pass-catching tight end who's going to play tomorrow. So we'll talk to Phil Thompson of the Tribune about Colston Loveland and Caleb Williams and this defense and what he might have heard about Lamar Jackson playing or not. Thank you for listening to Saturday Suckage. Yeah, it sucks, but it's free. I'm Steve Rosenblum, Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score.
Sweep the leg.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards.
True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
It's Saturday Suckage on 670 The Score.
And just to help out the 630 texter, I'm Steve Rosenblum. 630 texter, texted to 312-644-6767. Whoever's hosting needs to be fired. This guy doesn't know what he is talking about. Thank you. But nobody important listens on weekends, and that includes you, 630 texter. Maybe you should get to know the 217 texter over here who texted in, new suckage roll call member, you suck. And the 269 texter. Maybe get to know him or her. I plan my day around Saturday suckage. Here's something to plan your Sunday around. Listen up. Join the Score and Circus Sports Illinois tomorrow at Timothy O'Toole's Pub in Gurnee. Olin Kreutz, Patrick Manley, and Molly will host our pregame show there from 9 to noon. And then they'll have immediate reaction on the postgame show after Chicago takes on Baltimore. That's tomorrow at Timothy O'Toole's in Gurnee, sponsored by Circus Sports Illinois. Sports betting the way it should be. Welcome in, welcome back to that exciting. Is that NFL music? What is that, Sean?
This is NFL films music. Yeah, Torpedo.
Is that what it
that's,
says?
That's the name Torpedo? Of the song. Torpedo. Yeah. So we do have some breaking news, too, a little bit. Lamar Jackson officially out, according to Adam Schefter.
Wow.
As of 7 minutes
last
ago.
Last segment, we had him running the scout team, and John Harbaugh not made a decision. We'll see where we're at. So Adam Schefter is reporting that the two-time MVP will not be starting. He is out. He won't even be a backup.
He's going to miss his third straight game, and Tyler Snoop Huntley is set to start against the Bears, per sources.
Well, we have a Bears writer on the phone. He's heading out there to cover what should be the fifth straight win. And if the Bears don't win, Phil Thompson, we're blaming it all on you. Hi, Phil.
Hi. And as well you should, Steve. As well you should.
All right. So there's your breaking news that all of the talk, all of the Lamar watch, he practiced in part, he practiced in part, he practiced full. Oh, by the way, we just found out that he practiced only with a scout team. And now it's being reported by Adam Schefter that the quarterback, two-time MVP, the guy everybody feared would wreck the Bears' defense, is not going to be in uniform at all. So, now, what's your outlook on the Bears heading to Baltimore for Sunday's game, Phil Thompson?
Well, first of all, I would say I feel for any of those bettors that took the Ravens giving a touchdown. Too late now. But I would say that they still have to worry about Derrick Henry. I'm not convinced that they've resolved all their run defense issues, but this will be the biggest test. Snoop Huntley has a little bit of a mobility, but the Bears have faced similar quarterbacks. Spencer Rattler's had some mobility. You know, you had low turnovers before he ran into the Bears. And then Jaden Daniels had his struggles against the Bears as well. So I think even with Lamar out, they were prepared to face that kind of quarterback in that kind of system.
Phil Thompson is my guest. He covers the Bears for the Chicago Tribune. He's joining me on the Circa Sports Illinois hotline. Download the Circa app today. Phil, when you said Derrick Henry presents the biggest test, he's coming back. He had fumble problems earlier. And the Bears' defense went on the road and shut down that rushing offense in Washington that was terrorizing everybody, both with the quarterback and that seventh-round running back who was suddenly looking like a first-rounder. So Derrick Henry's a problem in that you're an idiot if you try to tackle him high. And forcing forcing turnovers is kind of going high on a guy. It has to be the old hockey rule. First man in takes the body. Second man in takes the puck. Just get him slowed down. So there was talk this week about Derrick Henry as a unique tackling option. I don't know that he's the toughest thing they faced. But what were the guys in the Bears defense talking about when facing Derrick Henry?
Eye discipline, making sure that they're following their assignments, they're filling their gaps. And it's the same thing that you said, you can't tackle him high. Now, just like you used the perfect analogy with hockey, it needs to be a gang tackling effort. Mm-hmm. One man gets him low. And if you're going to try to punch the ball out, once he's secured low, you have someone try to come down and punch it down. Punch it out of his grasp. And, once somebody's had fumbling issues, you can get in their head with that kind of thing.
Phil Thompson is my guest. He covers the Bears for the Chicago Tribune. Bears, Ravens. If you haven't heard the breaking news, Adam Schefter reported that Lamar Jackson is out. We went all week with he practiced a little bit on Wednesday, a little bit on Thursday, full on Friday, but then we found out today he practiced with the scout team, which is usually a sign of you're at least a week away. Adam Schefter then reported moments ago that Lamar Jackson is out. Tyler Huntley. Give us the entire Tyler Huntley dossier that you have, Phil Thompson. Is Phil still there?
We think we lost Phil.
Why? It was your turn to watch him, Sean.
You're right. Let me go get him back. Hold on one sec.
In the meantime, I will tell you this. The news about Lamar Jackson, breaking news on The Score, is brought to you by Wildfire. Join Wildfire restaurants as they celebrate 30 years of serving delicious food and creating memories. Bears go to Washington. I'm sorry, not Washington. Baltimore. Baltimore. Ballamer. That's how Baltimoreans say Ballamer. They go there, and they should be getting their fifth straight win. Do we have Phil back? Do we have Phil back? Yeah, there he is. All right. Give us your entire Tyler Huntley dossier, Phil. Go.
Well, he kind of reminds me of Tyrod Taylor, a guy that's kind of a 1B quarterback. He's kind of the perfect to me model of the starter in front of him. So he's been in the league. He's not Jake Browning is what I'm getting at. So he's a guy that can fill in. Maybe not be a long term starter, but he can definitely get you through a stretch. So this is not, to me, the big advantage that it would seem to be. I mean, obviously, he's nowhere near Lamar Jackson, but, he's not a patsy either.
Phil Thompson is my guest. Phil Thompson, the Tribune. He covers the Bears. We're talking Bears, Ravens here on The Score. So Caleb Williams had this wonderful game against the Cowboys. Big news, big game. Here we go. Now, that's a defense you should do it against, whether Eberflus is coaching it or not, and it just keeps getting worse. It keeps getting dumber, and everybody benefits from that, every opposing quarterback, I guess, everybody except the people in Dallas, and we don't care about them. So as you watch Caleb Williams come off that game, his completion percentage the last three games has gotten worse. He's completed.
Oh, yeah.
And so why does he suck now?
it's not that he sucks, per se. For one thing, I think part of it is volume. I think a young quarterback like Caleb needs reps. And the Bears are kind of upside down in this kind of pass-first league. I believe they have about a 53% pass rate, which is fifth lowest in the league, if I recall correctly. So, he's got to be really efficient when he does drop back and pass. And that usually doesn't go with a second-year quarterback. I think, you know, they defenses have found ways to pressure him, and we all know that he kind of gets a little rattled when he's under pressure, even if the numbers don't necessarily show it in terms of turnovers or even completion rate. But, you know, he's admitted that he's had some throws that he knows he can make in his sleep. You know, he's a work in progress when it comes to footwork. You know, he also has to make sure that his eyes are in the right place. And, you know, he's talked about these things all season.
Phil Thompson is our guest, my guest. He covers the Bears for the Tribune. We're talking Bears and Ravens here. You wrote about Colston Loveland. It was on the website today, chicagotribune.com/sports. So Colston Loveland with Cole Kmet out, a whole bunch of other people out. We'll get to the injury report in a moment. But Colston Loveland specifically has been, for Bears fans who have watched a lot of years, a lot of first-round picks going, why can't they play? How come all the other teams, how come their toys, they pull them right out of the box and they work? This guy doesn't work. I mean, not like a first. And then there's Tyler Warren in Indianapolis. You go, oh, wait, we could have that toy? So explain. What did you write? Share with the class what you wrote about Colston Loveland and why Bears fans could be optimistic, should be optimistic.
Well, you know, I think one of the things that I wrote is, you know, not to kind of campaign for Colston Loveland, but I just don't think he's had enough opportunities. Like I was just saying with Caleb Williams, if he's not getting the volume, what do you think that means for Colston Loveland, who also has to compete with a Cole Kmet, DJ Moore, Roma Dunze, Olamide Zaccheaus, Luther Burden, not to mention how Ben Johnson likes to involve running backs in the passing game. So he's got to deal with DJ Swift as well. So all that said, he has not seen a lot of volume. And I've talked to Press Taylor and Ben Johnson, Declan Doyle. They're all saying the same things. It's not that they don't trust him, because they've trusted him in very high leverage situations. And that's in the article as well. You know, some key moments from the Saints and Washington Commanders games. It's just that game flow, game planning hasn't necessarily gone his way. They're always going to serve what they believe will be the opposing team. And sometimes that's not necessarily targeting the tight end. I mean, Jim Dre, the tight ends coach, kind of gave me this little smirky smile when I asked him about why isn't Colston more involved. And he says, well, yeah, he's very involved. You know, pass protection, he's involved. Run blocking, he's involved. So what do you mean he's not involved? I mean, that's Jim Dre being Jim Dre. But, I mean, I see his point. He's done those jobs well, you know, not always consistently. But he's done them well enough to be expected to help facilitate the running game. You know, and if you talk to the running backs, they shot those guys out too, Kmet and Loveland, for helping getting the running game on track.
You know, I find it hard to believe that you can suck in the red zone the way the Bears have and tell me the tight end is not, there's no place for him, or it's a matter of game planning. That would be the first guy you look, hey, here's a 6'12" guy who acts like a wide receiver, can outjump everybody. I'm sorry, we just can't find him in the, really? Can't find him in the red zone? I don't, this just sounds like a load of crap to me, Phil, and I'm not asking.
I wouldn't quite put it that way, but I agree with your sentiments in essence. I mean, especially when you look at from 10 yards in, you know, Caleb has had 5 attempts within 10 yards, and he's 5 for 5. 4 of those have gone for touchdowns. So, why don't you let him throw more often? But, you know, their mentality is run first, run second. And, frankly, you know, you're not using Roschon Johnson much or at all so far at the goal line. He's a special teamer or had been up to this point. You know, you use some Manung guy, but you've been using a lot of Swift, who most people wouldn't say is a natural goal line back. So it's kind of upside down thinking to me that, you know, you don't use Loveland and Komet more in the passing game in the red zone. You know, they're not saying it, but I wonder if they trust Caleb yet to make those proper decisions, because they say his progressions need to he needs to get through his reads faster in the red zone, particularly within 10 yards. And I don't think they think he's there yet. So that could have something to do with it.
All right. Well, sounds like a load of crap to me. I'll let you get on with things, Phil. But for those of you late coming to class, Phil spent a lot of years covering the Blackhawks. So he knows his way around pucks and hockey and things like that. I wanted to share this with you. I just came across this. Maybe you knew that in all the NHL giveaways, there's a whole bunch of bobblehead stuff. But the Washington Capitals are giving away an Alexander Ovechkin dental floss dispenser. The floss comes out of the open space where his front tooth is missing in that famous smile. I think this is the greatest giveaway in NHL history. The idea that you're giving dental floss to a guy in a sport where they lose their teeth on a regular basis.
I could top that. I would only take that if it was a Duncan Keith dispenser.
There you go. He's Duncan Keith and he's got no teeth, as Dan McNeil sang. Thanks. Appreciate it, Phil. Thanks for your time. Travel safe.
Absolutely. And last thought, how about that Ryan Donato, huh?
Yeah. Is there any more Donatos at home? Right? Let's check Mrs. Donato. What else you got there? Yeah, look at him go. And Tavo, we finally found a reason for Tavo. It wasn't Bedard.
Exactly.
It wasn't Bedard. It was...
No.
Yeah, there you go. The other young kid. All right, we'll talk hockey later. Thanks, Phil.
All right, thank you so much.
All right, Phil Thompson, the Tribune. Take a break when we come back. Was it really a Duncan Keith dental floss thing? Because a texter immediately said 262. My mom has one of those for Duncan Keith. That's great. I'm sorry I missed that. I just saw that this year. All right. Some, you know, nasty tweets. We'll get to those. And people who appreciate suckage don't appreciate suckage. And I'll tell you what's going on the rest of the show. There's stuff going on. There is. Even if nobody important listens, that's why they keep putting me back on. Much of that 630 texter's chagrin. I'm here for your chagrin, 630 texter. Neener, neener, neener. Saturday Suckage, Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
It's Saturday Suckage on 670 The Score.
Yeah, 630 texter who suggested whoever's hosting this show should be fired. He doesn't know what he's talking about. Gonna miss you. Gonna miss you. You know, you could have something going here if only somebody important listened to this show. Nobody does. That's why they keep putting me on. Listen up. Tonight, the Bulls are on the road to take on the Orlando Magic. Chuck Swirsky and Bill Wennington have your pregame coverage starting at 5:45. Tip-off is at 6 on The Score. And the Fitzgerald Equipment Bulls Radio Network, powered by Heli Forklifts. The rest of the show will go as follows. If you missed the breaking news, Adam Schefter reported Lamar Jackson is out for tomorrow. Tyler Stoop Huntley is going to be starting against the Bears. We'll go to Baltimore. Talk to Cordell Woodland of our Odyssey station out there, 105.7 The Game. He covers the Ravens. We'll see what more he can add to it and how he thinks this changes the game, the way the Ravens will approach the Bears, and what he expects from the Bears now. We'll talk to Cordell Woodland at noon. At 12:40, all of a sudden, Jay Zawoski has made the Blackhawks relevant. Or maybe Ryan Donato has and Frankie Nazar has, but we're going to talk to Jay Zawoski at 12:40.
I think it's Jay.
It is. I think it's him. Jay's got that magic touch.
I think so.
And not only that, but there are some wonderful I'm Fat podcast items we need to discuss with him. We will do that at 12:40. 1 o'clock, Julia Poe of the Tribune. The Bulls, as I was just telling you about them, the Bulls are going to play the Magic. So Vooch goes home. Vooch is already shooting corner threes because he's in Orlando, and that's what he did, and he did very well down there. So we'll see if they can ride this one-game winning streak into two.
Be pretty crazy.
Talk to Julia Poe. And somewhere before this show's over, we are going to have a very special Wake and Bake Club.
Listen, we're talking about practice. Mm-hmm. Not a game. We're talking about practice.
Yeah. We'll explain that later. It's wonderful. I just love when audio walks right into the Wake and Bake Club. We had Seth Rogen before, and then so we have news. Text line 312-644-6767. Very active even before the show started. Speaking of Wake and Bake Club, me and my otter had a Verano pre-roll this week that I had had before, but I'm suddenly sweating and nauseous, and I'm asking, say, can you take my socks off? Can you take the pants off? Can you take this? It's like, oh my God. I don't know.
Having hot flashes?
I don't know. Wow, that was the thing. I'm usually better than that because I bring that up because 224 texter, Viva La Rosie, I grant you, sir. Burn ends, a yummy gummy, and an ice cold Miller High Life, the greatest beer ever. Suck on. But the gummies really don't do it for me, and so we tried the pre-roll, and this one was like, it worked before. It was quality stuff, and I'm just sitting there vibrating. And at one point, I felt like the sweaty version of Weekend at Bernie's. We have that guy in Awake and Bake Club. You made that, Sean, right? You made the...
Yeah,
where is that from?
I don't even know. I think it's some interview that he and Cheech and Chong are doing on some podcast. And he's just walking through him doing a Weekend at Bernie's, apparently.
Really?
Yeah. I'll have to see if I can find the YouTube clip. I'll send it to you.
Yeah, I never knew who that, but that's what I felt like. All right, but that's not why you called. Or maybe it is. 773 texter. Here's the deal, suckage critic in mama's basement. Oh my God, I love this immediately. Steve Rosenblum, Terry Bors, and Mike Downey are the greatest sports writers of all time. We are blessed to have this man on Saturday Suckage. Deal with it, Lance. Okay. Can we... That's a great text. 773. Do we think the 773 texter knows the 630 texter? Can we make that leap? Can we connect that dot?
If either of you want to call, we do have two phone lines.
We do?
I can.
We don't have any phone lines.
Well, we have multiple phone lines, but I mean, you know, people don't use them, but we could, yeah, if you want
to call
and talk.
That's why the text line exists. 269 texter, Stevie Sunshine, you, the Grobber, and Danny Mac have been my three favorite personalities at the score. Keep sucking for all of us. Wow. That's a hat trick right there. Grobber, Danny Mac, and me. 708 texter sounds like, oh, by the way, I got some thoughts on the NBA gambling scandal and what they said on TNT, well, TNT on ESPN, but you know what I'm talking about, Kenny Smith and Chuck. But the 708 texter mocking all of the 12-step programs, acknowledging that you suck is the final step in a long road towards suckage acceptance. Why wouldn't it be the first step? Acknowledging that you suck should be the first step in the long road towards suckage acceptance. And then you make amends, right? Another step is you make amends to the people you've hurt. Another step is thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's wife and things like that, right?
I've heard those things, yeah.
608 texter. Text line is just lighting up. Hey, Rosenblum, BLUM. That's nice. Even your literary references suck. This is great. I'm sure Joan Didion referenced the center not holding, but she borrowed that from William Butler Yeats. Okay. Well, there we go. Just showing you the versatility of suckage, the many ways in which it can enhance your life, and the many ways in which you can make excuses for that.
0.0.
Mm-hmm. 262 texture. My mom has one of those for Duncan Keith, and somebody's going to take a picture of it and send it here.
I'll see if I can acquire that, but I feel like they had to. Like, I saw an Alex Ovechkin one, so I mean, like, looks like they hit, like, you know, because the floss comes out of the gap in their teeth, right?
Right, that's it. And Duncan Keith had, he lost seven teeth. Duncan Keith, and he's got no teeth. I'm sure that parody exists somewhere. Danny Mac did it after the playoff game. Duncan Keith got a puck shot into his mouth. He lost seven teeth, and he came back and he finished the game. That's hockey, mister. And Lamar Jackson's ruled out for Sunday's game. I mean, okay. Well, Lamar, whatever you want to do, Duncan Keith took a puck to the mouth. He lost 17th, and he came back to finish the game. 708 texture, in the words of Bart Simpson, I didn't think it was possible, but this both sucks and blows. Super. Thank you for participating. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we'll get more on Lamar Jackson. The quarterback, the Bears, apparently will not be facing tomorrow in Baltimore. We'll go out to Baltimore, talk to a reporter who covers the Ravens. And also next hour, we'll talk about the NBA gambling scandal, and we'll talk to Jay Zawoski. He made hockey relevant again. I think he is the billet father for Frankie Nazar. That's how they do it in hockey. That's hockey, mister. I'm Steve Rosenblum, Saturday Suckage, Chicago Sports Radio 670, The Score.
No, one of them was fake, or two of them were fake already. And so hopefully I can get some nice cheats now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.